This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
I want to deal with something that happened the day before yesterday to a young lady called Amy in the Blanchardstown area, walking through Mulhuddart on her way to Clonsilla Tuesday evening at about 8 p.m. Amy, welcome to 98FM.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Amy. Take me through your story and tell me what happened.
Well, yeah, it was about 8 o'clock at night. I was walking home from the gym in Mulhuddart there. And now usually I'd be really on guard anyway, like, I'd be quite vigilant, like walking around at night anyway. But it was quite dark out, so I was nervous. And then when I was looking up further on down the road, I was walking back from Mulhuddart towards Clonsilla, and there was a guy on the left side of the road, and he was just standing there. And he was this tall guy, he was broad, he had like a full black outfit on, he was black, and he was, I'd say he was about 5'10", I'd say. And when he seen me, he crossed the road straight away. And he was like walking towards me. Now, I was walking towards him technically, but he was walking up to me. And it's very dark around there. And it was near the Woodlands area, near Peregrine's.
Yes, I know.
And so I crossed the road then.
So this guy was walking towards you, dressed all in black, walking towards you.
And he was on the other side of the road originally, and then when he seen me, he crossed.
Oh, he crossed to your side of the road, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and I was a bit far down at this point, but when I seen where I was going to be walking to, like in pitch darkness, I was like, oh, I'm scared, you know, I'd be scared seeing any man at night, to be honest.
Mm.
And then when I seen that, I couldn't see his face. He had his hood pulled down really far. I could only really see his mouth. I crossed over to the other side of the road, and then the second I did that, he crossed again.
Right, so he crossed over one side of the road. You were getting a little bit freaked out as he was walking towards you. You crossed the road, and then he followed you.
Yeah, he crossed over again to the side that he was originally on, and I. You know, when he did that then, I stopped, I stood there, and then I crossed over to the other side of the road, and I was looking around to see if there was cars. The cars were quite sporadic. There was no people around at that time. And I crossed over again, and then he stopped, and then crossed over a third time to try and get to me. And at that point, I just said, and I'm fed up with this, of this happening to all women, to be honest. And then I just said, will you ever F off? And he didn't say anything. He just stood there.
So you said to him, you shouted at him, would you ever F off?
Because
at this stage you were starting to feel a bit freaked out, a bit intimidated by this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, like when he did it for the third time across the road, I was like, I hear, like, you know, will you ever F off? And he said nothing. He just stood there looking at me from under his hood. Did nothing at that point. Then I unlocked my phone, called my mom. And I just told her my location, told her what was happening. And I was like directing the conversation to him.
And where was this guy? Where was he at this stage when you were on the phone to your mom?
At that point then, that was at the Woodlands. Because he was further on down, if you know what I mean. Like, I had just walked under that bridge at Mulhuddart. And when I was walking down, I crossed over the roads. And then when I was walking down, like where the houses are, and that's when I seen him for the first time, and I ran backwards then when I was on the phone, because I didn't want to take my eyes off in case he ran, you know, behind me. And when he seen that I was on the phone and I was like giving a description and I gave my location, he started walking off then. He walked off, but then he hid behind a wall. And I could see him. I could see his arm. He was wearing like a black baggy hoodie and like black baggy-ish jeans, and I could see his arm hiding behind the wall. And I was saying to my mom, I was like, now this lad is hiding behind the wall, like, what is his game? And when I told,
but you never,
mom,
did you ever find out what his game was, what he was up to?
Was he just trying to
intimidate you and freak you out?
Oh, 100%. But why do that to someone? It's just, you know what, like, this has happened to me from a very young age, you know, where you get guys saying inappropriate things, catcalling out the window. You've got guys following you at home or trying to chat you up, and you don't want anything to do with them. So, you know, that's when they start abusing you. They start shouting at you. this has happened to me multiple times, but nothing quite like that now, I have to say. And I got like that awful gut instinct. I just had like a horrible feeling in my gut that I was like, if I can't physically go further on down this road, because he's going to do something from, you know, following me three times over the same road. It's just too bizarre. Whether he wants to steal my phone or, you know, attack me, I don't know. But he wants to take something from me anyway.
Now, you did notify the Gardaí of this of this incident.
I did.
Is this person... can you describe this guy to me?
See, this is the thing. He had his hood down, like, below his nose. He was a black guy. He was tall. Yeah, I think he was about, like, 5'10", maybe 6'4". And he was broad. And he had a baggy black hoodie on. And he had, like, black baggy jeans on.
But unfortunately, he could have been anybody, really.
Yeah, really. Yeah. And then when I put up a little warning on Facebook then, and it's been shared over 1,000 times, and people had tagged their friends in it, and people saying, you know, oh, maybe that's that guy that followed you home. And then there were so many other stories on my Facebook.
That's what I was about to say. You've heard of this happening to other women in the exact same area.
And when I called my mom, she had no idea I was in the gym. And when I called my mom, she was like, where are you? And I said, I'm near Peregrine. She was like, Amy, there's been girls getting attacked there for weeks now. Like, you should not be going around there. I had no idea. And I'm not a real Facebook person. So
okay, but luckily, fortunately, bar the intimidation, nothing physically happened to you. You managed to get home safely.
No.
But it's just a warning. So tell me the precise area where this happened again, Amy.
So that was, you know what? Any road from Mulhutter to Clonsilla, it's all so dimly lit. And he had walked all the way down there towards... He went into the woodlands after my mom had collected him.
Just to be extra careful in that area if you're a woman walking on your own.
Huntstown, Hartstown, because the guards had said that they were just going to patrol those areas. And other people on my Facebook said, yeah, you know, a guy with that description followed me through Hartstown Park, Huntstown Park, you know, like, this was all coming up as well. So it is around the Blanchardstown area, but we just don't know where exactly he is. But I think he's going to pick the most dimly lit places, obviously, and it's that road on in Mulhutter.
All right, so just for women to be warned not to walk on that. I'm sure you won't walk on your own along there again.
Absolutely not good.
All right. Amy, thanks for highlighting that, and thanks for talking to us on 98FM.
Well, thanks so much for letting everyone know. That's so good of you.
No problem. Thanks very much
indeed. Thank you. Have a great day.
On the way after the break.
The voice of the city.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98FM.